Blog Talk Radio.
What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful and soulful rendition of the classic hymn, Jesus Saves, Jesus Saves. And that's what today's broadcast is all about. My dear brothers and sisters, you have tuned in to Contending for the Faith with me, your faithful brother, your brother in Christ, your servant in the Lord, Radio Reformer. And you're in studio today, and we're going to be talking about saving the bishops. How do we save the bishops? And not only how do we save the bishops in the black church, but also how do we save you from heartache? Because there are people out there teaching that the spirit of Python wants to squeeze your finances. How do we save you from heartache? How do we save you from getting duped, getting conned, getting hoodwinked? And we have a wonderful, wonderful show in store for you. I couldn't get on the past couple of days only because we had a series of heavy rain and thunderstorms coming my way for 2 days in a row. And it was just too dangerous to keep our computer equipment plugged on and doing shows while there was lightning and torrential rain. We have some old equipment here. We bought used equipment recently, and we're trying to protect that equipment because we don't have the funds to buy any new equipment, and we just have to go secondhand, and we have to buy some old equipment, which I'm grateful for, because if we didn't get that old equipment, we wouldn't be on the air. But we got some old equipment, and we've got to listen. We've got to treat our equipment good. If it's going to last, we can't push the issue. We can't be on the air with lightning and thunder, and because, you know, that stuff will, that thing will fry our equipment, fry it like French fries. It'll fry our equipment, and our equipment will be no good. So that's why it wasn't on the air the past couple of days. But I'm glad to be in studio today, and we have launched our campaign on how to save jackass church bishops. And listen, saints, it's not just saving. It's not just saving jackass church bishops. But how do we serve? Well, how do we save the leadership in that church, which I call jackass church leaders? And how do we save the members? The members in those churches, which I call jackass church members. People are only going to become, leaders are only going to become what their pastor is. That's what they're going to become. If your pastor is a brain jackass, if he's in the pulpit and every Sunday morning he's just brain gibberish and hee-hawing stupidity, well, guess what? You're going to be in the pew. You're going to be saying amen to every nonsensical thing he or she is saying, and they're going to turn you into a jackass. Amen affirming jackass. Because with every amen that you say, when something stupid comes out of your pastor's mouth, you are affirming his retardation and you are accepting his imbecilic postulations. And so we don't want you to do that, saints. We want to save the bishops. We want to save the leaders in those churches, and we want to save the members. How do we do that? Well, you know that we have a free ebook giveaway. I'm giving the book away. Jackass Church Bishops is the name of the book. That's the name of the book. It is 15 chapters long. Listen, 15 chapters long. 245 pages. 260 footnotes. It is a wonderful read. It is an enlightening read. You're going to read the book and your eyes are going to be opened. You're going to read the book and the blinders that your pastor put on you are just going to fly off. Because they purposely put blinders on you so that you can only see what they want you to see. But when you read this book, the blinders are going to come flying off. You're going to be set free. You're not going to be hee-hawing anymore on Sunday, because the pastor's going to say, can I hear an amen? Can I hear a hee-haw? And the church is going to respond with hee-haws. It's a free ebook giveaway. Want to give the book away? I want tens of thousands of people to receive this book. So how do we get this done? Well, I need your help. I need your help. This is going to be a grassroots movement. I am trying to recruit tens of thousands of people that can help me get these postcards. We printed 5,000 postcards, and when we run out of these 5,000, we'll have another 5,000 printed. But we want to give out these postcards to people. And basically what the postcard does is it advertises the book, and it tells people how they can email me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com to get their copy of Jackass Church Bishops. It's very simple. It's an easy technique. We have to do it by word of mouth. And I need your help. I need your help. I can't do it alone. You know, I'm in one state, and you are perhaps in the state of Indiana. Some of you are in the state of Michigan. Some of you are in the state of Texas. Others are in California, in Arizona, in Nevada. Now, you've got to know some churches where the pastor now is calling him or herself a bishop. They're dressed like Roman Catholic clergy. And what comes out of their mouth is Roman Catholic gibberish, such as, they used to say worship, but now they're saying liturgy. They used to say anointing oil, now they call it chrism. They used to call it communion, but now they call it a sacrament. You see, our churches are being taken over. There's a Roman Catholic invasion of the African American church, and we can put a stop to this very easily by letting people know that there is a book that would help explain what's going on in the black church. But I need your help. If you have people that you want them to get the books, if you have people that are in one of these churches, if you know of 10, 15, 20, 25 people who are in these churches and you would like for them to get the book, Jackass Church Bishop, send me the person's name, send me their email address, and we shall get the book to them. The people you know may be a leader in the church. They may be the bishop's adjutant. They may be the bishop's armor bearer. An adjutant or an armor bearer is basically a person who is serving the bishop like a house Negro. That's basically what an adjutant is. He's a house Negro servant. A house Negro servant to the bishop, who has now become the plantation owner who runs the plantation. It's no longer called a church. It's called a plantation. So you may know a leader in one of these churches who is completely devoted to their bishop, who is blindly devoted to their bishop, and not to Jesus, because the system was never established by Christ. This is a Roman Catholic system that has hijacked the church. So if you know people, if you can get me their name and email address, I will email them the book, Jackass Church Bishop. And if you have the name and address of a bishop, we can send him a postcard. For 50 cents, we can send the bishop a notification postcard telling him that he too can have his eyes opened if he so requests the book, Jackass Church Bishop. It's simple. It's a free ebook giveaway. None of these bishops are giving their books away. Not one of them. They're selling their books to you for $30, $40. I'm giving the book away. I just need help. If you know of bishops in Texas and you know deep down that they need to get this book because they are caught up in Roman Catholic euphoria, get me their mailing address. Get me the name of the bishop and get me the name of the church, the mailing address of the church with the zip code and everything. Listen, it's got to be correct because we can't afford to put a stamp on these postcards and then the address be wrong. Now, today a sister, a colleague of mine, sent me some information on a bishop who is in Indianapolis, Indiana. This bishop, his church is in Indianapolis, Indiana, and he goes by the title of Suffragan Bishop. And so my sister asked me, what is that, a Suffragan Bishop? Well, listen, Suffragan means that you're a minor leaguer. You're considered a minor league bishop. And when you're a bishop, it means you're a major league bishop. Or, you know, if you're playing football, if you're a Suffragan bishop, you're what they call junior varsity. If you're a bishop, you're varsity. It simply means that the bishop is higher than the Suffragan bishop, And the suffragan bishop is basically the gopher, the stooge of the bishop. So this bishop that my sister made me aware of this morning happens to be a suffragan bishop. And, of course, his postcard, once I got the information, I'm going right to work. We filled out his postcard. We put a stamp on it. And it was sent off to the suffragan bishop in Indiana. And that's what I'm talking about. I need for you to get me leads. Listen, if you can get me 50, 60, 100 leads, we can start dispensing of these postcards and start warning these people and start telling them that they need to get out of what they're involved in, which is apostasy. It is blatant apostasy. Now, let me read to you out of James chapter 5, because we're trying to fulfill the word of God. James chapter 5, starting at verse 19 and ending at verse number 20, it says, James says to us, as he closes out his letter, as he closes out his epistle, James says, brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, in other words, if you've gotten off the path of truth, if you've taken a detour from the path of truth, and one convert him, or one is able to turn him around. Have you ever been driving, and you're trying to get to your destination, but you've taken a wrong turn? What do you do when you notice that you're wrong? What do you do when you notice that you're lost? You consult the map. You pull over, you look at your map and say, okay, I need to make a U-turn here because I'm going in the wrong direction. Well, that's what James says here in James chapter 5, verse 19. He says somebody has taken a wrong turn and one needs to help him by getting him to get turned around. We've got to help these bishops make U-turns because they're headed for the lake of fire. They're headed for destruction. And James says, brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, if you're taking a wrong turn, and another comes and turns him around or converts him, let that person know who does the turning around, that he that converted the sinner from the error of his ways shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. My brothers and sisters, my dear brothers and sisters, we're trying to get these bishops turned around, but I need your help. I wrote the book. I spent months doing research. I spent months editing. I spent months rewriting. I spent months spell checking. I spent months. Listen, it took me months to write this book. Months. I worked diligent. I worked very hard to put together this scholarly book because it needs to be scholarly if you want to prove them wrong. And that's why we have 260 footnotes. That's why I emphasize that the book has 260 footnotes. Because I need to show you and I need to show the rest of Christendom that I did my due diligence when I wrote the book. This is not just opinion. This is not just hearsay. This is not just some nut job screaming from the top of his lungs. No. This is an academic read. And so, listen, what are we trying to do? We're trying to convert a sinner. We're trying to get a sinner turned around because she's headed in the wrong direction. And so that's what the book Jackass Church Bishop does. But I need your help. I need leads. I got 5,000 postcards. And that's what the printer makes. The printer's not going to do a run for 100 postcards. They don't know. That's a waste of their time. The minimum that they'll print is 5,000. 5,000. And they're printed. They're printed. I've been getting leads, I've been putting stamps and labels on the postcards, and we've been dropping them off at the post office. But I need more leads. You have the leads. Now, it's cheaper. It is cheaper for us to get email addresses. It's cheaper for us to get email addresses and names, because then we can send the postcard via an email and save 50 cents. But if you can't get an email address, if they don't want to give out their email address, then get me their name and church address, and we'll get the postcard out to the bishop. But I need your help. I need your help. I need researchers. We need people that are going to do the research and say, hey, Brother Moses, here's 50 bishops. Here's 50 names and 50 church addresses. Now go send the postcards. That's what we need. And we're not just saving them saints. We're saving their church leaders. We're saving church members. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. Listen, I know that when the postcard arrives at the church, the secretary is going to look at the postcard and ask for the book. I know that the deacon who takes the postcard and puts it in the pastor's mailbox, I know the deacon is going to look at the postcard and says, you know what, I got to get me this book. I know what's going to happen. A bunch of people at the church are going to see the postcard and they're going to say, you know what, let me ask for this book. Now, they're not going to tell the bishop they asked for the book, but they're going to ask for it. They're going to be curious. So with one postcard, we can potentially get 10 people. I'm sure that if the mailman is a Christian and he's delivering the postcard, he's going to say, this sounds interesting. This wasn't sent to my pastor, but listen, it's a free ebook. I can see the mailman now taking out his smartphone. And emailing for the book. And he'll take that postcard and deliver it right to the church. That's the potential here. That's what we can do. That's what might happen. And I've been on my face before God, and I've been asking God to just, listen, give us a grassroots movement. Give us a grassroots move. Now, you know that I'm going down to Gainesville, Georgia. I got 5,000 postcards on the trilogy that I wrote about Jensen Franklin and his asinine Spirit of Python teaching. That series is three books. Spirit of Python Dunce, Spirit of Python Ignoramus, and Spirit of Python Retard. Now, I'm going down to Gainesville. And thanks to many of you, we have $820 in our little kitty, $820 put aside for gas for that trip. For that and whatever other little expenses we incur going down there. We have $820 because some of you have asked, how can we help with your trip? And someone said, well, let me send you some gas money because we're driving down from where I am way north, just a few hours from Canada. We're going to be driving straight down to Gainesville, Georgia for a weekend of adventure. On a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're on a mission to give out 5,000 postcards. We're going to blanket the city of Gainesville, Georgia, and we're going to give out 5,000 postcards because I want Jensen Franklin's church members to get the trilogy that shows that their pastor hoodwinked them with this phony baloney Spirit of Python teaching. Those postcards have already been printed. Every day I just go before the Lord and say, Lord, bless these 5,000 postcards. Every day when we go to prayer, every time we have a prayer meeting, and we have three a day, we just put our hands on the two boxes, and say, Lord, just bless these postcards. So, my brothers and sisters, we're doing everything possible, but I need some gospel workers. I need some people to help me tell these people that Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Let us declare the joyful sound that Jesus saves, Jesus saves. So listen, if you have some email addresses for me and some bishops' names, just send it to me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com, freechurchbooks@gmail.com. Also, if you have some bishops' names and mailing addresses, send that information to me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com. Now, I have one sister who sends me one or two names a day. She sends me one, and right now on her contribution alone, she's given me 18 names of bishops and 18 addresses. I have one sister who every day, it never fails, she sends me one or two. That's fine. Listen, I love that because think about it. In 1 year's time, she would have sent me, if she sends me one or two a day on an average, in 1 year's time, she would have given me over 500 names and addresses. And some of you out there can do exactly the same thing. You can help a brother. And my brothers and sisters, you know that Jackass Church Bishops is the first of 22 books. I have the other book I'm ready to give, which is called Nehushtan Church Bishops. Because now not only are people in the pew braying like they're donkey bishops, but now they're worshiping their bishops as though their bishops were Jesus. They have turned their bishops into an idol. That book is 16 chapters long. And for the people who have read Jackass Church Bishops and Nehushtan Church Bishops, the people hands down have told me, we love Nehushtan Church Bishops more because in that book you really, 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 really prove that these fools are involved with apostate Roman Catholicism. And there's 22 books, my brother. My brothers and sisters, we're just getting started. We are just getting started. So I need your help. I need your help. And I need it today. Listen, get me one or two addresses a day. Help a brother out. And then, of course, pray. Join us in praying. Join us in asking the Lord to open these people's eyes, to remove the scales from their eyes, to have them, listen, Revelation 18:4 says, if you read Revelation 18:4, that verse is dedicated to showing us that there are some people in the apostate church that God wants to save. God, in that verse, it is the Lord who says to the people caught up in the jackass churches, it is God who says to them, come out of her, my people. To the very end of time, God is calling people to come out. Every day is a gospel day. Every day is an opportunity for us to send a postcard for someone on the other end to receive a postcard, and they can hear the voice of God saying to them, come out of her, my people. Come out of who? Well, her is the apostate church, the Roman Catholic Church. The end time, 21st century Roman Catholic Church. So let's, brothers and sisters, let's do our job. Let's do everything possible. Maybe you can't write books. That's okay. Maybe you can't send money. That's okay. But you can send me names and addresses. You can send me leads. I need leads. I need leads. We need to save these bishops. We need to save them. A guy like Lafayette Scales needs to be saved. I just did a 12-part series on another full preacher joining the Joint College of Jackass Bishops. I just did a 12-part series, and the subject of this series was a man called Lafayette Scales, who I called Lobotomized Scales. And as you, when you listen to that 12-part series, you have to agree with me, my dear brothers and sisters, that Mr. Lafayette Scales is headed down the wrong path. He has been bamboozled, and it is individuals like him that we're trying to get turned around. We are a gospel radio broadcast. We are trying to save sinners, as James says. It says in here, James chapter 5, verse 20, let him know that he which converted the sinner from the error of his ways shall save a soul from death. Eternal damnation, the second death. We are trying to save people. So I need your help. Well, listen, I want to play a hymn. The hymn, of course, is called Amazing Grace, because we believe in amazing grace. I certainly believe in amazing grace. I am a recipient of God's amazing grace. I don't know about you, but I have been, again and again and again. God has blessed me with his grace, his unmerited favor. I didn't deserve it, but he blessed me with it. So I want to play this hymn, and after this hymn, I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk about a book that I need to review, a book that I need to break down for you. And then after we do the book review, then we're going to get and start talking about this nut called Katie Souza, who's talking about, who's peddling the same baloney that Jensen Franklin was peddling, which is the spirit of Python teaching. Let's listen to this hymn, and I'll be right back.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now
my
What a beautiful, beautiful rendition of Amazing Grace. Beautiful and different. This is not your normal rendition of Amazing Grace, but it was beautiful and unique in its own way. Well, a couple of days ago, I went to our P.O. box, and there was a package waiting for me there. And one of our dear, dear, dear faithful listeners, one of our dear sisters from the state of Illinois, sent me two books. And the note, let me read the note to you. The note says, "Dear Brother Moses, I bought this book in the bookstore of the church I used to attend. I was wondering if you ever heard of this book or seen it before. Thought you might find it interesting. Do you recognize the author? Sister so-and-so." And, of course, there's two books. And there were two books, but the one book had the note. And that's the book that she's referring to. I'm going to do a book review on both books and the days. And this will take me a couple of broadcasts to do a book review on both of these books. And I thought it was interesting that I should answer her question on the air. And by so answering it for her, perhaps I can enlighten some of you. So let's look at the book that contained the note. And the title of the book is 12 Ways to Be a Blessing to Your Church. 12 Ways to Be a Blessing to Your Church. The author is Kate McVeigh. And the secondary title is How to Move Beyond the Ordinary and Make an Extraordinary Impact in Your Local Church. Well, to answer one of her questions, she asked me, "Do you recognize the author?" The answer is no. I do not know who Kate McVeigh is. I'm pretty sure that if you were to ask Sister Kate McVeigh, "Do you know who Moses Henry Jones is?" I'm sure that she would return the favor and say, "No, I don't know who he is." So I don't know her. I'm pretty sure she doesn't know me. And so not knowing a person doesn't mean that they're bad, or does, you know, just because the name isn't recognizable doesn't mean that the book isn't worth reading. There's a lot of authors that I come across that I never heard of before and are excellent authors. So I don't know Kate McVeigh. So let me just answer that straight out. However, in doing this short little book review, and what I'm going to do is I'm just going to give you a couple of things to consider every day, because I want to extend this book review. And the first thing that I want to tell you is the one of the main things that you look at is you look at the publishing house. Who published the book? What publishing house published the book? And we know from going to the inside of the book, we know that the book was published by Kenneth Hagin Ministries. So I can tell you right off the bat that anything published by Kenneth Hagin Ministries needs to be thrown in the garbage, because the book is garbage. I don't want books in my library that are written by Kenneth Hagin or sponsored by Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Now, I do have books written by Kenneth Hagin, and I do have books written by Kenneth Hagin Ministries, or published, rather, by Kenneth Hagin Ministries, but I have them under lock and key. I don't want anyone visiting my library to pick up the books and read it and say, "Oh, if he's got it in his library, Brother Moses has it in his library, it must be good." No, I have all of the apostate books under lock and key. First of all, they're all in boxes, and I have them under lock and key. I don't want my kids or my wife pulling any of these books off the shelf. I don't want them to say, "Well, if Daddy has this book, it's got to be good." No, 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 no. Now, I'll have a Kenneth Hagin book or books published by Kenneth Hagin Ministry, because if I want to prove error, I need to quote them. That's why I would keep one of their books, and I would hold on to one of their books only to show where they are wrong. And to do that, I need to quote them, and I need to quote them accurately, and I need to prove that Kenneth Hagin or one of his sponsored writers wrote what they wrote. So I can already tell you, I don't know who Kate McVeigh is, but if Kenneth Hagin Ministry sponsored a book, then that means she is aligned with the Word of Faith movement. So right off the bat, anything published by Kenneth Hagin Ministries goes into the garbage, because the book is garbage, because the doctrine that they promote is garbage. Word of Faith teaching simply is the teaching that we're all little gods. That is garbage doctrine. Garbage doctrine. That's the first thing that I want to let you know concerning this book. Looking at it, judging the book by its cover and just knowing who the publishing house is, if it's a Faith Library publication, which is the seal of Kenneth Hagin Ministries, you know that the book is no good. That's number one. Number two, I can tell you that the title is very suspect. Look at the title. The title is 12 Ways to Be a Blessing to Your Church. 12 Ways to Be a Blessing to Your Church. Now, why is the title suspect? We looked at the publishing house. The publishing house is garbage. You shouldn't own books by this publishing house unless you do what I do, which is apologetics. You don't want to read any of the books published by this publishing house, and you don't want to parrot. You don't want to teach anything that is contained in these books, because it's all erroneous. So unless you're a polemicist or an apologist, you don't, you know, involved, engaged in apologetics, you don't want these books. You don't want them. They're full of error. From page one to the end of the book, they're full of error. Every chapter is full of error. Now, let me break down the title. Why is the title suspect? Well, if I am an author, and I want to establish a greater audience, if I'm an author and I want doors to just fling open to me, if I'm an author and I just want to have a greater platform, if I want to achieve greater recognition, well, what do I do? Well, you write the kind of books that pastors will welcome. Now, a pastor, you give a pastor this book, 12 Ways to Be a Blessing to Your Church, they're going to want you to talk about this at their church, because that's what pastors want. Pastors want their churches full of blessings. Now, perhaps I can make the case this way. If I was to approach Jensen Franklin and say to Jensen Franklin, Jensen, I got two books for you. I got a book called Spirit of Python Dunce, and this book shows how stupid you are, how you are a biblical moron. Or I can come at your church and teach 12 ways to be a blessing to your church. Which book, Jensen, which book would you accept in your church? Which book would you like to be taught in your church? Which book would you welcome with open arms to your church? I can tell you right off the bat, he doesn't want the Spirit of Python Dunce taught. He doesn't want that book taught, but he would readily welcome with open arms a book that says 12 Ways to Be a Blessing to Your Church, because that's what Jensen Franklin wants. He wants happy churches. He doesn't want intelligent churches. He doesn't want Bible-reading churches. All Jensen Franklin wants is for his church to be a spiritual Disneyland. So he's going to accept any preacher, any teacher coming with this kind of message, 12 ways to be a blessing to your local church, because he wants his people to turn his local church into a blessing factory, a blessing dispenser. So as you can see, the author has written a book. Kate McVeigh wrote a book that she knows pastors will welcome. Pastors will encourage their people to buy. So in other words, the title of the book is self-serving to Kate McVeigh. Because, again, it is the kind of book that pastors will eat as though they were like gummy bears. So I can already tell you, two things I want you to keep in mind. First, you look at the publishing house, and the second thing, you look at the title. And I can tell you the publishing house is rotten, rotten to the core. They promote only doctrines of demons. And I can tell you that all this author wants to do is to badly get into these churches, because the more churches she gets into, the more churches she has an opportunity to teach this stuff at. And see, what they do is they'll teach you half the book and then say you can get the other 6 points, because remember, it's 12 ways. So what she'll do is she'll give you 6 ways, or she might give you 4 ways. She might come to your church for a weekend and give you 4 out of the 12 ways. And now you're left hanging, so the only way you can get the remainder of the ways to be a blessing to your church is to go to the book table and buy the book. So they put the hook in you. They put the hook in you. And then now you say, well, you know what, I got 4 ways, and this sounds wonderful, and I really want to be a blessing at my church, because everybody wants to be a blessing to their local church. So then now you're left hanging, now, oh, my goodness, what are the other 8 ways to be a blessing? And, you know, what they say is, this is so deep. And I couldn't get through the whole book. Baloney. You can give all 12 ways in a half hour. But the reason why you string it out this way is so you can sell books. I know the gimmick, saints. I know the way these people operate. So we're going to leave the book review there. When I come back tomorrow to do part 2 in this series, we will do a more review of this book. We're going to get into it more. Now, the second book that our dear sister sent us was a book by C. Peter Wagner, Apostles and Prophets, The Foundation of the Church. And after I finish the book review of this book, I'll get into this one by C. Peter Wagner, the late C. Peter Wagner. But he was not late to the judgment seat of Christ, I can tell you that much, because the book of Hebrews says it is appointed unto men once to die, and immediately after this, the judgment. The moment a person gives up the ghost, they stand before Christ at the judgment seat. So he's the late C. Peter Wagner, but he wasn't late to meet Jesus. And I can tell you, his meeting with Jesus didn't go very well, because C. Peter Wagner was an apostate teacher. So that could already tell you, I mean, I already let you know where that book review is going without even getting into that book. So we'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk more. I'll break this thing down for you, because, listen, we need to have our thinking caps on when we buy books. We need to know, the pastor's pushing the book. Well, why is the pastor pushing the book? Most pastors don't know what they're promoting. Most pastors are extremely ignorant. Most pastors sit on the platform with wolves and think that the wolves are sheep. The pastors lack discernment. Pastors lack discernment. They don't know what a wolf looks like, what a wolf sounds like, how a wolf acts. And this is why they invite them to church to preach. So we're going to leave that there. We're going to come back. We're going to get into the chapters of this book, and I'm going to show you why this book by Kate McVeigh is rubbish. 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 But I want to thank my sister for sending it. I want to thank my sister for asking the questions, and I want to thank my sister for allowing me to answer the questions for her on the air, which we shall continue to do. Now I want to get into a woman I've never heard of before, never heard of, Katie Souza. Katie Souza. And she's one of the latest people that I've come across who is teaching on the spirit of Python, the spirit of Python. I can tell you right off the bat that Katie Souza is a nut. She's a nut. And we're going to break down this audio. We're going to do a forensic analysis of this audio that she has on YouTube. She's got 11,000 views. Can you imagine that? Here's a woman who's got 11,000 views and who needs to be put into a straitjacket. She needs to be put into a straitjacket because she does not know what she is talking about. One of the latest nuts teaching on this erroneous teaching that was started by Jensen Franklin called the Spirit of Python. And by the way, if you want to help out with this trip to Gainesville, Georgia, if you would like to be a financial blessing to the ministry, keep us on the air. If you would like to give towards this project of my trip down to Gainesville, Georgia, I am trying at this present time to recruit another 3 men. I like to have a total of 6 men on this trip to go out and give 5,000 postcards within a 3-day period. If you'd like to help out with a donation, you can do so by going to our website, www.dailymannany.com, www.dailymannany.com. Click on any one of those PayPal buttons, and then when you donate, say, this is for the Gainesville trip, and we will greatly appreciate it. Currently, we have $820. And this woman, like I said, I've never heard of her before, but I can tell you by the company that she keeps, I can tell she's as nutty as the Nutty Professor. So let me play this theme song because I can tell you that this is where Katie Souza, like Jensen Franklin, got all of her information from. And she got her information from the Twilight Zone. It is at the Twilight Zone that Katie Souza and her buddies have gotten this erroneous demonic teaching called the Spirit of Python. And all you have to do, all Katie Souza has to do is email me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com, and I will make sure that Katie Souza gets all three volumes of Spirit of Python Dunce, Spirit of Python Ignoramus, and Spirit of Python Retard, because anyone who teaches what Jensen Franklin started, anyone who parrots what Jensen Franklin has taught and is mimicking what Jensen Franklin has been teaching is themselves a dunce, an ignoramus, and a retard. Now here's Katie Souza in her own words. Listen to this lady who spends much time, in my opinion, and I'm entitled to my opinion, in the Twilight Zone. And if Katie doesn't like it, she can call the broadcast and we can go mano a mano on the broadcast. And since I'm going to be doing a series on this, she's probably got another 10 opportunities to call the broadcast, to see when I'm going to be on, to see when I'm scheduled to be on. And if Katie Souza wants to call the broadcast, we can open up the Greek New Testament and we can do an exegetical study and break this down and show her why she has been spending much time in the Twilight Zone along with Jensen Franklin. So, Katie, the ball's in your court. Let's see if you dare call the broadcast. Here's Katie Souza in her own words.
Hey, everybody, it's Katie Souza. How you doing? All right. Today, we're going to talk about finances. And I'm going to help you out to remove the things that are squeezing out your ability to gain in every area of your life, gain in your business, gain in your ministry, gain in your savings accounts, gaining in your investments and things like that. We're going to talk about how to break off spirits, specifically the Python spirit that is blocking your gains.
Well, I know how to break the spirits that block your gains. Stop giving every time the pastor says to give. That's why people in the church are broke. Because the pastor is always creating another reason for people to give. Give to missions and give to the church, and let's give our tithes, let's give our offerings. Let's give for this and let's give for that. And, I mean, the pastor's creating so many opportunities to give, and this is why people are broke. It's not a spirit. It is a spirit. It's called the spirit of greed. The spirit of greed that has overtaken your pastor. Not only the spirit of greed, but the spirit of mismanagement. Because no matter how much the people give, there's never enough money to meet all the needs. Why? Well, the pastor and his cronies are mismanaging the money. It's the spirit of mismanagement. It's also called the spirit of laziness. You got the spirit of greed, because you never give enough. You never give enough money. They're always asking more and more. It's the spirit of greed. It's the spirit of mismanagement. They don't know how to operate within a budget. They don't know how to operate the way the rest of us do. We know how much money we're going to have this month, and we stay within our budget. We just don't spend crazy. Well, there's mismanagement in the church. Then you have the spirit of laziness. The pastor doesn't want to get a job. The pastor doesn't want to do like the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul said, well, either I make tents or I fix tents or I'll starve. So let me go make some tents. Your pastor won't work at Walmart. He won't stock the shelves. It's too beneath him. Your pastor won't work at a dairy farm. Your pastor won't work at a lumber yard. Your pastor won't get a 9-to-5. It's beneath him. He's a lazy bum. All right, here's Katie Souza again.
Hey everybody, it's Katie Souza. How you doing? All right. Today we're going to talk about finances.
Isn't there another subject that these people can talk about? Does it always have to be finances? Is it always about money? Why is it that every prophetic word has to do with money? I mean, listen, this is 8 seconds into the, or 8 seconds. Today I want to talk about finances. Look, do the countdown. Look, I'm gonna start it from the beginning. I'm going to start it. And if you count, notice, it only takes her 8 seconds to talk about money. Listen to this. Here we go. Starting at zero.
Hey, everybody. It's Katie Souza. How you doing? All right. Today, we're going to talk about finances.
That was 8 seconds. 8 seconds. 8 seconds. And they're already talking about money. Already talking about money. Already. Already. They can't, these wolves in sheep's clothing can't help themselves. Jesus said they were ravenous. From the jump, they start talking about money. From the jump. And notice, it's your money. She's not talking about her money. She's talking about your money. She's already targeting your money. That's what she's already got her eyeballs on your money. Hey, Katie, why don't you look at your own bank account? Why don't you keep your eyeballs on your own money? I don't need you to keep your eyeballs on my money. Keep your eyeballs on your money. No, Katie wants to look at your money.
Hey, everybody, it's Katie Souza. How you doing? All right. Today, we're going to talk about finances, and I'm going to help you out to remove the things that are squeezing out your ability to gain in every area of your life, gain in your business, gain in your ministry, gain in your savings accounts, gaining in your investments and things like that. We're going to...
What investments? I can't invest. I don't have any money. What savings account are you talking about? I have no savings account. I go to a church where the pastor bleeds me financially. What investments are you talking about? What? I don't know a person. Listen, I don't know a person who goes to a Word of Faith ministry. I don't know one who has a savings account. I don't know one who has investments. What in the world are you talking about, Katie Souza? These poor people that go to these fleece trees, they're not churches, they're not ministries, they're fleece trees. They start fleecing you from the moment you walk in. Starting at 8 seconds, they start fleecing you. And start talking about your savings account and your invest. What investments? I can't invest. I can't buy one stock. I can't buy one stock at Amazon. I can't. Why? Because the pastor has another project. The pastor's vision has just been expanded, and he needs me to give until it hurts. What the heck are you talking about, lady? What world do you live in? What investments? Listen, I have to walk home. The pastor just took my bus money. I have to walk home. He told me to give till it hurts. Well, now I'm going to walk home and I'm going to find out how badly my feet are going to hurt, how I'm going to need to soak my feet in water when I get home. Because he just took my bus money. What investments are you talking? They're always telling us to invest into good ground. The church is the investment. I'm waiting for my return. I haven't gotten a return yet.
Hey, everybody, it's Katie Souza. How you doing? All right. Today, we're going to talk about finances. And I'm going to help you out to remove the things that are squeezing out your ability to gain in every area of your life, gain in your business, gain in your ministry, gain in your savings accounts, gaining in your investments.
I can tell you how you can gain. I can tell you right now, and we don't need to do, this is a one-hour video that she's got. I can tell you right now, I can save you an hour. Just go to church without a wallet. Go to church without a wallet. Go to church without cash. Go to church with earplugs in your ears. That's what you do. You go to church with earplugs and leave your wallet home, and you'll see, boom, you'll have money for investments. Boom, you'll have money for a new car. Boom. I mean, you will have such a financial boom in your life. If you go to church and leave your wallet home and plug your ears with earplugs, That's how you'll make gains. Let me help you. No, let me help you. Let me tell you what to do. Go to church with no wallet. Go to church with no purse. Don't take your debit card. Don't take your bank card. Don't take your credit card. Go to church with nothing. Don't go to church with money. And most of all, plug your ears. Plug your ears. The same way that the pastor plugs his ears when you tell him, "Pastor, I lost my job and I was wondering if the church can help me with the rent this month." And the pastor says, "No, I don't hear you. I don't hear you." That's what you got to do. When the pastor says, "We need to meet this bill," you turn around and say to the pastor, "Pastor, I don't hear you." These Stephen pastors, these pastors who enough is never enough, that's what you do. You go to church, you leave your wallet home. Listen, don't even use Q-tips anymore. Just let the wax build up. Just let the wax build up and just put earplugs with the wax. Listen. Just use God's insulation, which is earwax. Don't clean your ears on Saturday night. Don't clean your ears on Sunday morning. Just let the earwax stay there, and then just take good old earplugs, like the ones that they use at the construction sites, those guys that are using those machines that are just breaking up the concrete. Just get those kind of industrial earplugs, put them in your ears, and just play stupid. Play just as stupid as when the pastor does when you go to him and say to him, "Pastor, I have a need. Do you think the church can help us out?" And he plays stupid. He starts drooling on himself. He starts rolling his eyes like if he's retarded. And that's what you should do. When offering time comes, just play retarded. Just start drooling on yourself. Roll your eyes and just start talking gibberish. And the guy with the offering plate will ignore you because he said, "Oh, she's retarded. She don't have a job. She don't know." And they'll just pass the offering plate right by you. Here's Mrs. Souza. She wants to help us. Miss Souza wants to help us.
Hey, everybody. It's Katie Souza. How you doing? All right. Today, we're going to talk about finances. And I'm going to help you out to remove the things that are squeezing out your ability to gain in every area of your life, gain in your business, gain in your ministry, gain in your savings accounts, gaining in your investments and things like that. We're going to talk about how to break off spirits, specifically the Python spirit.
Now, let me ask you something. Bill Gates. Bill Gates never has a problem with the Pythons. Bill Gates, the guy that owns Microsoft Word, he doesn't have a problem with the Python spirit. Donald Trump, the current president of the United States, who owns all of these hotels and golf courses. Donald Trump doesn't have a problem with the Python spirit. There is no Python spirit squeezing his accounts, squeezing his savings. Zuckerberg, the guy that owns Facebook, he doesn't seem to have any problems with the Python spirit. No, listen, the ungodly, the unsaved, they don't know anything about the Python spirit. Yet, all these people that I'm, Bill Gates is not saved, and he doesn't have a problem with his financial accounts. Bill Gates doesn't have a problem with anybody squeezing his savings or his investments. Zuckerberg doesn't have a – he's a billionaire, Zuckerberg. Last I saw, I mean, he's about to release a new cryptocurrency, and, I mean, his finances are about to go through the roof. Donald Trump has had no problems. Donald Trump's tax returns are so huge that still they're auditing his tax returns. I mean, the guy's got so much money that an audit takes 4 years. That's how much money the guy's got. Why is it that the ungodly never suffer from the spirit of Python? The guy who owns, what's his name, Branson? Doesn't he own Virgin Airlines, the British Airlines? Branson, how about Elon Musk? The guy who plans to take people to the moon and to Mars. Does Elon Musk suffer from the spirit of Python squeezing his finances? Does Oprah Winfrey suffer from the spirit of Python squeezing her finances? Does Tyler Perry suffer from the spirit of Python squeezing his accounts? How about LeBron James? Does LeBron James suffer from the spirit of Python squeezing? Now, what do all these people have in common? What does Branson have in common with Elon Musk and have in common with Trump and have in common with LeBron James and with Oprah Winfrey? What do all these people that I just mentioned have in common? They don't go to a church. They don't go to a church where the pastor constantly begs for money. That's why they don't suffer from the spirit of Python. Because they don't go to a church. None of these apostate people, none of these godless people ever suffer from the spirit of Python because they don't go to a church where the pastor is putting the squeeze on them again financially. It's always church folk. Oh, the spirit of Python is attacking my money. The spirit. But I see that there's a correlation between the spirit of Python and going to church. That's where I see the correlation because, I talk to people. I spoke to my mechanic the other day. My mechanic isn't saved. He's not a Christian. In fact, he's a foul-mouthed, cigarette-smoking. He's one street gutter rat. That's my mechanic. He just happens to be a good mechanic. And his place is just booming with business. Booming with business. And I asked him, do you have a spirit of Python? He said, what's that? How are your accounts? Are your accounts suffering from the spirit of Python putting the squeeze on your investments? He says, listen, man, what are you smoking? He asked me, what are you smoking? What are you on? What do you mean? I said, do you go to church? Mm-mm. No, I don't go to church. No, mm-mm, no. I said, now, your finance, how you doing? Oh, man, he says, business is booming. He says, I have to turn people away. I got to turn people away. How are your finances? He says, man, I'm doing fantastic. He says, I'm doing no church? Mm-mm. Do you have a pastor? Mm-mm. That explains why you don't have the spirit of Python squeezing your finances. Here is Katie Zuza, who wants, Saints, she wants to help us. Katie Zuza, and do you believe that? Oh, Katie wants to help us. Listen to Katie.
Hey, everybody, it's Katie Zuza. How are you doing? All right. Today, we're going to talk about finances, and I'm going to help you out to remove the things that are squeezing out your ability to gain in every area of your life, gain in your business, gain in your ministry, gain in your savings accounts, gaining in your investments and things like that. We're going to talk about how to break off spirits, specifically the Python spirit.
You know, Dave Ramsey, the Christian guy that does the Financial Institute, I've heard Dave Ramsey as I'm driving, as I've taken long drives, long country drives, 3-4-hour, 5-hour drives, and you have Dave Ramsey on the radio. He's doing the Dave Ramsey Show. He's supposed to be an expert in finances, and he happens to be a Christian. I've never heard in all the years that I've listened to Dave Ramsey, in all the years that I've been driving up and down these American roads, and I've listened to the Dave Ramsey Show, and all the years I've heard him talk about mortgages and interest rates and credit cards and investments and whether we should buy silver, whether we should buy. I've never heard Dave Ramsey ever say to anybody, talk to them about the spirit of Python squeezing people's finances. Only in these loony churches where these so-called speakers go to the Twilight Zone and come back, they want to speak to us about the spirit of Python putting the squeeze. I've never heard of anything so stupid. But Katie Zuza wants to help us. She wants to help us. Who's helping Elon Musk? Who helps Zuckerberg? Is she giving Bill Gates any help? Because she must have helped Bill Gates, because he doesn't have any problem with the spirit of Python putting a squeeze on his money. She must be helping Trump, because Trump doesn't have a problem with his investments, with his retirement. None of these people, the Kardashians, is she helping the Kardashians? Because every year the Kardashians get their show renewed. One of the baby Kardashian, the little one, the one that just started not too long ago, little baby Kardashian, she just made $1 billion. She just hit the $1 billion. She must be helping little baby Kardashian, because again, she doesn't have a problem with her investments. Why is it that the ungodly, the people who are in Satan's domain, the people who are under Satan's control, why is it that these people who sit in darkness and do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, do not pretend to be Christians, carry no Bible, why is it that their investments are never affected? Only church folk can't get a savings account. Only church folk can't invest in stocks. Only church folk can't buy a little silver. Only church folk can't own. Only church folk have to walk home from church. Why is it that only church folk need this kind of help that Katie Zuza is offering? Why only church folk? I'll tell you why. I'll let you in on a little secret. Because their pastors are taking their money. That's why. It has nothing to do with the spirit of Python. It has to do with fleecing preachers. Fleecing greedy, ravenous preachers. Come on, Katie. I would like for you, Katie, to call the show. Katie, can you please call the show? Because I need to ask you some questions. Can you call the broadcast, Miss Katie? Can you enlighten me, Miss Katie? Can we go to the Greek text, Miss Katie? Can we look at the Bible, Miss Katie?
Hey, everybody, it's Katie Zuza. How you doing? All right. Today, we're going to talk about finances. And I'm going to help you out to remove the things that are squeezing out your ability to gain in every area of your life, gain in your business, gain in your ministry, gain in your savings accounts, gaining in your investments and things like that. We're going to talk about how to break off spirits, specifically the Python spirit.
Get rid of your pastor and you will get rid of the Python spirit. If you get rid of your pastor, you will get rid of the Python spirit. That's how you get rid of the, just get rid of your pastor. Get rid of your fleecing, ravenous, greedy, bum pastor. He doesn't want to work. He's a bum. He's a bum. Comes on Sunday morning and gives you a little 15-minute sermonette that he bought from Rick Warren. That's your preacher. Or a little sermonette that he patched up. He got a little piece from Joel Osteen, and then he went over to Stephen Furtick and got a little bit of what Stephen Furtick was saying and got a little bit of what T.D. Jakes was saying, and he did a mismatch sermon there, and then he laid hands on you and knocked you on the floor and had you foaming at the mouth. That's all he did. A bum preacher. A preacher who sleeps in every day, does nothing for nobody, but wants to live like a king. That's your problem. It is not the spirit of Python. Your pastor is the Pythonic spirit.
As I do this, I just want to let you know that this weekend on Sunday night, I'm going to be preaching this message live at Experience Night with Patricia King and Charlie Robinson.
Woo! Patricia King. I mean, she said it all. And Charlie Robinson. Woo! Another winner.
Hey, everybody, it's Katie Souza. How you doing? All right. Today, we're going to talk about finances, and I'm going to help you out to remove the things that are squeezing out your ability to gain in every area of your life, gain in your business, gain in your ministry, gain in your savings accounts, gaining in your investments and things like that. We're going to talk about how to break off spirits, specifically the Python spirit that is blocking your gains, okay? And as I do this, I just want to let you know that this weekend on Sunday night, I'm going to be preaching this message live at Experience Night with Patricia King and Charlie Robinson. I just was with Patricia yesterday, and we were in the car together, and she's like, I'm so excited about this Sunday. It's going to be awesome, right? Charlie Robinson is going to be there. He travels the world bringing revival. He carries the glory and the presence of God. He's going to be speaking prophetically and releasing what the now word that God has for the season for the body of Christ. And Patricia said that she's going to like be in there, joining in with the prophetic, releasing decrees, moving into a message about breakthrough in finances and causing us to come out of the bondage of Egypt into the fullness of the promised land. And I am going to be preaching on this message on Python Sunday night at Experience Night Live. You can watch it online. We're going to put in the link right now. Danielle's going to put in the link for you. There it is on the screen. Make sure you save that link. Save this video so you can watch it over and save that link so you can go watch and be with us Sunday night. Sunday night. Okay, so now let's talk about this Python spirit.
You want a now prophetic word? Here's a now prophetic word. Stay away. Stay away from these nuts. Stay away from Katie, the nut. Stay away. Stay away. That's a now prophetic word. Stay away. They're setting you up. They're going to do this on Sunday night. Did you hear, Katie? We're going to be preaching this. And what is Patricia King going to be talking about? Finances. Of course they're going to be talking about finances. They're wolves in sheep's clothing. They're going to promise big for your small. They're going to say, listen, get up here, sow $1,000. You sow $1,000, God's going to give you $25,000. Sow little, you'll get big. Guess what? You're going to sow zero. You're going to get nothing back. This is a squeeze job. This is what this is. This is what this is. We're going to leave it there. I'm going to come back tomorrow because she's about to get into the teaching, and we want to break down the teaching tomorrow. Listen, she's going to start. She's going to break down the teaching, and she's going to start breaking, and I'm going to show you how stupid she is, how retarded she is, what an ignoramus she is, what a dunce she is. That's who Katie Zorich is. And, Katie, you can call the broadcast anytime you want. You can call the broadcast. And I'll lead you, listen, I will lead you to the truth. I will show you how dim-witted you are, Katie. We will go to the original text, and I will show you how off the beaten path you are. How you are pretty much like Jensen Franklin, living and residing in the twilight zone. So, my brothers and sisters, there you have it. There you have it. I'm so excited about this series. We got to get into the book review. We got to talk a little bit more about how are we going to save these bishops? How are we going to get them? How are we going to get them turned around? We're going to talk more about this Katie Zorich teaching, this erroneous teaching, this blasphemous teaching, this teaching that doesn't glorify anyone but just misleads the people of God. And you, my dear brothers and sisters, you got to stay away from people like Katie Zorich. Tune in tomorrow. Love you much in Jesus. God bless you, saints. And don't forget, send me the names and the email addresses or the physical addresses of the bishops. Let's get the job done. Let's get moving for the Lord. Love you much. God bless.
Beyond it is another dimension.